This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show. Coming in live here on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. I guess we're changing producers midway through. We have a cavalcade of stars. So
yeah,
now we've got Dom DeLuise in. We'll tone down the inappropriateness now that Oren's leaving. So we usually do that for when Oren is here. But anyway, this should not look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So I'm doing an experiment right now, Dom. So I've only gotten through about half the league. So I've got the top 15 sack teams in the NFL plus the Falcons. So I'm through 16 teams. So I'm going game by game by game for the top 15 sack teams
okay. And
the Falcons, okay? Because I'm trying to run an experiment to see how this looks all across the league, okay? So there have for the top 15 sack teams and the Atlanta Falcons, there have been 87 games played where those teams sacked the quarterback four or more times, okay?
Okay.
87 games, four or more sacks that the team's defense accumulated, okay?
Right.
What do you think the record is in those 87 games that have been played, the overall record in 87 games?
Where the team got four or more sacks?
Four or more sacks.
I'm going to say they were close to 87-0.
No.
No?
69-18.
69-18 is not
bad,
though.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty damn good, actually.
So, I love when people tell me about sacking the quarterback, it doesn't matter, or this, that, and the other, and all that kind of stuff. The top 15 teams in the Falcons. The Falcons, by the way, are only 2-2 in games where they've sacked the quarterback four or more times. The league in the top 15 plus the Falcons, 69-18. Would that be a good record? Like, if you went a stretch, like, would your head coach be around if you went 69-18?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. So, again, I'm not through the whole thing, but every time I do one of these experiments, they always prove out to show you the value of sacking the quarterback. And that's been my big bugaboo, and the Falcons have done a much better job this year. They might get to 40 sacks. They have a great shot. They've got 36, and they have Justin Fields and Derek Carr, or whoever is quarterback in the Saints nowadays. So they've got a definite shot. But again, when you look at the Steelers' offense, their offense doesn't score as many points per game. They have a first-round quarterback that's a bum. That you're a Pittsburgh fan. Nobody wants him. They'd rather have Mason Rudolph and all these other guys and Mitch Trubisky and guys like that.
Yeah.
Than they have Pickett. But why? Because they can sack the quarterback. Their defense is outstanding because they change up the dynamic of the game in sacking the quarterback. They create down and distance nightmares for the other team's offense. It's not hard, folks. You can sack the quarterback. You can figure it out. Do that one thing on defense, and you can find your way to success in the NFL. For as piss poor as the Falcons' quarterbacking position has been, okay, they still have a shot to win their division. I don't care how bad it is. You win in the NFL, you win in the NFL. Well, anyway. All right, Pro Football Focus grades from the Colts' victory for the Falcons. Here's your top five offensive players. Tyler Allgeier was an 86-4. Cordarrelle Patterson was an 85-7. Storm Norton, who had a really good game, was an 85-3. Scotty Miller, a 76-1. And Bijan, a 74-3. So you got three of the top five that were running backs and your right tackle. That means you probably ran the football successfully. Yeah, they ran it for 5.9 yards per carry. They came into that game averaging 4 yards per carry. They were and this is one of the things I was talking to D-Led about. They were 4.9 yards per carry last year running the football. They came into this game on Sunday averaging 4 yards per attempt. So they were almost a full yard. Now think about that. When you're the second most rushing team, they're on pace to run it about the difference between the yards per carry this year and last year is going to amount to almost 500 yards difference. So you say, well, it's only 1 yard per carry. Yeah, but when you run the football, 400 times, it adds up. And right now they're like 384 yards with that 1 yard less per carry. That's a big difference. If you can accumulate 500 more yards on offense, that's a big deal, even over the course of 17 games. Here's your top five on defense. Zach Harrison was an 86. He's played outstanding the last couple of weeks. Mikael London was an 84.5. Caden Ellis and Jesse Bates were both an 81.8. And Calais Campbell was an 80.7. Look, they had 6 sacks and the Bates turnover, and they were outstanding. And after that first that early touchdown drive by Minshew, they could not get anything figured out. And again, the Colts had come in. They had the second most wins over the last 6 weeks next to the 49ers. 49ers have been 6-0 in their last 6 games. Colts were 5-1. That was a quality team. And they found a way to just not just beat them, but dominate. Some of the other notables, Kyle Pitts was a 70.6. Lindstrom was a 66.8. Jake Matthews a 64.2. Drake London a 61.1. Tucker Fisk was a 34.5. A.J. Terrell a 72.7. Clark Phillips was a 67.1. And Jeff Okuda was a 47.3. Now, speaking of guys like Clark Phillips and stuff on this team. So it looks like, and we were talking with D-Led about this too, DeMarco Helms is now playing over Richie Grant, and Clark Phillips is also playing over Jeff Okuda. Now, that doesn't necessarily bode well for Grant especially, because, again, if they can, again, use Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips, what have you, I mean, guys that can be corners or safeties, I don't know how well that bodes for Richie Grant moving forward. This may be his last year as a Falcon. Now, we'll talk more about that in just a second, but again, Helms is a guy who's been, you've almost got to play him. He's played well enough that you don't want to take snaps away from him, and Clark Phillips as well. Clark Phillips has done a lot of good things. Now, again, I don't know how much that gets into long-term success, whether Phillips or Helms can be the long-term answer, but at least in the short term, they're playing much better. But as I brought this up to Oren, that 2021 draft class, that first draft class, for as good as everybody's talking about this year's draft class, that first one that's Pitts, Grant, Jalen Mayfield, Drew Dahlman, Darren Hall, really it's becoming that maybe the best pick of that draft in 2021 might be Avery Williams. And I'm saying that over Kyle Pitts. He might be the most valuable draft pick in that first draft with Terry Fontenot. Avery Williams. Because you see how bad our punt return team is. They stink. Whether it's D. Alford, Mike Hughes, whoever's out, Scotty, whatever. Our punt return game stinks. And we were one of the better punt return teams in the NFL last year with Avery Williams. You can make a case that Avery Williams is the best draft pick from that first draft. And I'm saying that over Grant, Pitts, Dolman, guys that have been starters for this franchise. Anyway, here's your offensive line rankings going into week 17. So the Philadelphia Eagles are number one. Detroit's number two. Let's see, who do they say their best player is? Oh, Penei Sewell. So Sewell remains the highest graded offensive tackle in the NFL by a significant margin. Huh. Now, is that good? Is that, let me see, let me repeat this. He remains the highest graded offensive tackle in the NFL by a significant margin.
By a significant margin.
Could we have used a right tackle a couple years ago?
Absolutely. Could use one now.
Could we have gotten our hands on him?
Yeah.
Okay. Who'd we pick? Say Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, we took a tight end.
Huh?
A unicorn.
What?
The unicorn tight end, Kyle Pitts.
You mean Michael Pruitt?
Yeah, him.
The Ravens are number three. The Buffalo Bills are number four. And coming in at number five is the Atlanta Falcons. So here's what they got to say about Here's what they say about the Falcons. Center Drew Dolman and right guard Chris Lindstrom both returned to the starting lineup against the Colts following injuries. However, left tackle Jake Matthews exited the game in the fourth quarter with a knee injury. Right tackle Storm Norton was a force to reckon with in run blocking against Indianapolis. Norton earned a 90.6 run blocking grade against the Colts, which led all offensive tackles in week 16. Now, is this good, Dom? I'm trying to see here. Lindstrom's 87.8 Pro Football Focus overall grade this season leads all guards. Let me repeat that. Lindstrom's 87.8 Pro Football Focus grade overall leads all NFL guards. Is that a good thing? So what would happen if we had Lindstrom and Sewell on the right-hand side of our offensive line?
Seems like you'd be pretty solid.
Lord have mercy. Oh, by the way, Younghoe Koo was the NFC Offensive Special Teams Player, I should say, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. So there you go. All right, Chad Bishop covers Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. When we get back, we'll put a bow on what was a really successful season for Brent Key and Tech. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Nighttime is the right time to talk sports.
That's a euphemism, right?
It's John Sugary and more of the Nightcap.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out at the Keys Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. Did you see this? Have you seen this on Showtime, I believe it is? The impact of Thriller? Like, there's a whole documentary about the Thriller.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, look, check it out. It's awesome. I mean, it's... I still say Off the Wall was better, but that's another argument for another day. So, speaking of being better, certainly that was the case for Georgia Tech this year. And we head out to the WaitForIt.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We talked to our buddy Chad Bishop. He, of course, follows and is the beat writer for Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his great work, and he is on Twitter, at Mr. Chad Bishop. And Chad, always appreciate the time. Thanks for spending the season with us as we kind of put a bow and look back on everything that was Tech football this year.
Yeah, no problem. And I didn't know that about the Michael Jackson Thriller show. I'm going to check that out.
It is phenomenal. I mean, they go through the whole making, and again, it's great because, again, it's like the first mega album, you know, that I remember. But it's if you get a chance to watch it on, I think it's on Showtime or something like that. If you get a chance, definitely watch it.
I'm going to do it tonight, and I'll text you and let you know.
There you go. All right. So, you know, Chad, I mean, people talk about, you know, the journey and, you know, the pathway and all this kind of stuff. But here's what I say. Sports is a results-oriented business, and the pathway of how they got there wasn't pretty at times, but at the end of the day, Tech did what it had to do, it won the games it had to, and it had a great performance as a come-from-behind victory in the bowl game. And it gives a lot of optimism to next year because, again, it was not smooth at times this year, but the net result at the end of the day was what really counted, and they got it done.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. You know, a 7-6 for Georgia Tech looks way different than a 7-6 for Miami might look, right? I mean, you know, this team starting out, you know, 4-4, they were 2-3 at one point, 3-4 at one point, got blown out by Boston College and blown out by Bowling Green, and you're thinking, man, you know, what's going on with this program? Even maybe some rumblings, you know, is Brent Key even the right guy for the job? But they stuck to it and had a really good win against North Carolina and followed that up with a win at Virginia, put themselves in position to get to a bowl game, handled business against Syracuse to get to bowl eligibility, you know, played really well against Georgia, right? And then went down against a UCF team, which I thought on paper UCF was a better football team talent-wise and some of the results that they had. the Central Florida got away from their game plan. Georgia Tech stuck with theirs just like they had done for the better half of, especially the second half of the season, and pulled out the win to finish up 7-6. And again, that looks way different for Georgia Tech than it does some programs. Propels them into 2024 with a lot of momentum, got a lot of talent coming back, got their head coach coming back, and a lot of offensive coaches coming back. So, yeah, it's a huge stepping stone for that program. Like you said, doesn't really matter how they got to 7-6. They got there, and now they got to build on it in 2024.
You know, I got no problem with Mike Norvell being the ACC Coach of the Year. And I'll be honest with you, Chad, I think he should be National Coach of the Year. Mm-hmm. I think that's how good a year Florida State had. And even without, you know, their quarterback, again, I think they got screwed in the playoffs, but that's another discussion for another day. I don't have a problem with that. I don't even have a problem with Brohm at number two. I thought Brent Key, though, should have been third in ACC Coach of the Year, probably even over Dave Dorn, who's, you know, been one of the more underachieving. I mean, for some of the talent that they've had at NC State, it's been one of the more underachieving programs. But I thought Brent Key deserved a little bit more love in the ACC Coach of the Year voting.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times those awards are sort of hard to put your finger on, right? You know, do you give that award to the coach who met expectations, whose team was expected? Do you give it to Nick Saban every year, right? Because,
right,
you know, Alabama is going to be one of the best teams, or Kirby Smart. Or do you give it to a guy like Brent Key, or you know, Missouri's coach or something like that, maybe a coach who defied expectations? But, yeah, I mean, Brent Key did a masterful job because it wasn't just X's and O's based, right? It was keeping this, you know, for lack of a better term, a hodgepodge team. I mean, they got,
yes,
guys who signed up to play for Paul Johnson still on that roster. They got transfers. They got all these guys who signed up to play for Jeff Collins, and he's sort of merging them together and mixing in a few of his own recruits even. And when they were 3-4, you know, after that loss to Boston College at home, I mean, let's be honest, they could end the season 3-9, you know, so to,
yeah,
sort of stay the course. And, you know, you heard the kids all season long. I know a lot of kids say, you know, we love our coach and we're going to play for our coach. But I thought there was some genuine discourse there from the kids saying we love Coach Key and he's our guy. We got his back. And I think he has a really, really good rapport with his kids. And so for him to rally the troops and get them to a winning record in a bowl game, yeah, I mean, he did a really fine job in 2023.
Chad Bishop is the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He joins me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, let's look ahead to next year. In all honesty, boy, you look at Drake May's probably going to the NFL. He's probably going to be one of the top three or four picks in the NFL draft. You know, obviously, excuse me, when you look at the quarterback landscape, you know, it's going to be a lot different in the ACC. Again, you know, it's not just, you know, Jordan Travis, but Riley Leonard's already transferring out of Duke. Tyler Van Dyke is, you know, leaving. I wonder if there's a real chance that Haynes King could come in preseason first team all ACC. And I know that transfer portals and things change on a dime, but if you look at the season Haynes King had and what he meant to this, and you and I have talked a lot about this, but I wonder if he wouldn't come in as the number one, you know, first team all ACC quarterback. And maybe, again, this is the best position Tech has been in since, really, outside of Joe Hamilton, I don't remember a time when you felt as good at quarterback as you do going into a season.
Well, you guys know as well as I do, I mean, quarterback play is so important in today's modern football, all levels, right? I mean, it's not like back when we were growing up and you could have a quarterback who hands it off, you know, 50 to 60 times a game and you could win 10 games a season. And Haynes King is right up there at that elite level. Yeah, he can get better, and I think he will get better. But given the landscape, like you said, of the ACC, with the numbers he put up, his commitment to Tech, to stay to Tech, I thought what was telling to me is when I asked him about the NFL, he said, yeah, that's what he's training for. So, you know, in the back of his head, he's trying to get better so he can put himself on NFL radars. And if he does that, yeah, he's definitely going to be a top of the line, top level quarterback, not only the ACC, in the country. He threw too many interceptions this year. I thought his decision making was great. I thought, you know, his completion percentage was outstanding. He showed he could run the ball. So, yeah, if he stays healthy, I mean, this team is going to rally behind him in 24, just like they did in 23. And it's going to put Tech right in the hunt by year's end. It's going to put them in every single game that they play, have an incredibly tough schedule. But with Haynes King, I mean, they got to feel incredibly confident that with this guy at the helm, they can pretty much go toe-to-toe with any opponent they step on the field with.
And, Chad, when I look at him, I 100% agree, and I was going to bring this point up. You know, the 27 touchdowns is fantastic, but the 16 interceptions, you've got to cut that number down, especially in modern college football. Like, that's for the way college football is played nowadays. I mean, again, you have quarterbacks that throw 3-4 interceptions in an entire year. I'm not saying he's got to be that, but he's got to cut down on the 16 interceptions. And I wonder, I know he can run, and I know he likes to run, and he averaged 6 yards per attempt, but does it behoove Georgia Tech to let him run it 120 times? I mean, he's their second leading ball carrier, and, you know, again, he's it's not like Lamar Jackson, right? I mean, that's a whole different animal, you know, Cam Newton or somebody like that. I don't know if him running it another 120 times and being their second leading rusher also is the best thing for Tech.
It's a catch 22 in football, right? Like, you put your quarterback in that run game and he gets popped a couple times, all it takes is a separated shoulder, you know, or a hit to the thigh, you know, he's out for the rest of the game. What's interesting to me about the interception total is, you know, Brent Key said it, I think there was a player during the season, I can't remember who said it, that Haynes King reminds him of Brett Favre. And as good as Brett Favre was, we all know Brett Favre was, you know, had a tendency to throw a pick or two. Now, granted, Haynes King, those 16 interceptions, not all were his fault. And as a quarterback, not all interceptions are your fault. Receivers run wrong routes. Balls get tipped. You know, I remember the one against, I believe it was Boston College, where the kid caught it on the back of his thigh. Mm-hmm. The defensive back caught it. But again, that's still too many. And he has a tendency. I remember the play against North Carolina where he threw the two-point conversion. You know, it was almost into triple coverage in the back of the end zone, and his tight end brought it in. It was an amazing throw, an outstanding throw, but there was a little bit of that Brett Favre-ness there, like you're holding your breath. So there's got to be a little bit of that catch-22 of being the gunslinger, being the playmaker, pulling it down and running and giving it all for your team, but also cutting down on the turnovers and giving your team more of a chance instead of maybe being a 10-point game, now you're up by 17 or 20.
You know, when you look ahead to next year as well, you know, Kyle Kennard's already committed to South Carolina. He was your best pass rusher this year. If there was one blight kind of, you know, for Tech, it was, you know, their defense and how many points that they gave up. You know, and I'm not telling you to get into detail on this because, again, we've still got portals that are being figured out. We still got, you know, incoming freshmen and this, that, and the other and transfer. I mean, there's so many things that can change about rosters in today's college football. But, you know, you're starting a little bit behind the eight ball as far as your defense goes. Can that unit, I mean, that unit is, if you're going to talk about Tech being toward the next level, that's the unit that's got to get better because their offensive quarterback and their offensive line look to be, you know, terrific, but you got to get that defense, you know, to be, I don't want to say, you know, competent, but I mean, they got to be better than they were this year.
I mean, there's no doubt that's what's holding back this team from being, 7-6 to being a contender for an ACC championship. Brent Key demoted Andrew Thacker from defensive coordinator, moved him to safeties coach. Then before the bowl game, he moved Thacker and Tavarius Tillman, the cornerbacks coach, off the field. So already he's looking to hire two defensive assistants. What's he going to do with his defensive coordinator, Kevin Shearer? Is he going to keep them in that role or move them back to linebackers coach and have a whole new defense? You know, you've got Paul Moala, a linebacker who graduated. You've got some other key, Miles Sims, a starting cornerback who's graduating. Jalen King at safety is graduating. So you've already lost, you know, 3, 5, 6 guys off this defense that wasn't that great to begin with. And like you said, they don't have to be the steel curtain. I mean, this doesn't have to be the best defense in the country, but they just got to be marginally better. I mean, they were terrible against the run, couldn't get off the field on third down, and they still won 7 games. So just think, if they made just the slightest improvements, that win total, one would believe, would have to go up. So they got to figure out some things there, whether it's through the transfer portal, whether it's through recruiting, all of the above, getting better coaches in, trying to shore up this defense. Because, again, with everything they got coming back offensively, with Haynes King, the offensive line, running back Jamal Haynes, wide receiver Eric Singleton, the list goes on. The coach, Buster Faulkner, Chris Winkie, the quarterback's coach, I mean, they got it all lined up to have an outstanding offense. But it's not going to matter a lot if they can't figure out how to fix that defense.
This is kind of a convoluted question. It's going to be my last question. You know, I know this is before your time, but, you know, I've always said that ACC expansion was not good for Georgia Tech basketball. Like when the league expanded and brought Louisville and, you know, Syracuse and teams like that in, that was not, that turned out to be very bad for Tech. Like Tech really moved down in the pecking order, and then when they couldn't recruit and they just couldn't find the right coaches, like ACC basketball expansion has done this, has done Georgia Tech no favors. When you look at no divisional play anymore, how do you think moving forward this shakes out for a program like Tech? Like, do you think it's a benefit for Tech without division play? Or, again, could it be a detriment for them, you know, trying to find a way to win an ACC title?
I don't know if it's either A or B, honestly. I think with conferences becoming mega, right, and teams – there's going to be 12 teams going to the playoff.
Let me say, assuming that there is an ACC moving forward in a few years, right?
Right. You know, are they going to be in, I don't know, is it going to be called Division I football anymore?
Right.
Who knows, right? Yeah, so I sort of take that into consideration, right? Like, you know, to me, it was so many teams squeezing into these, you know, tiny four spots. And now we got a 12-team playoff. You know, if you finish third in the ACC, maybe some years, maybe that gets you into the 12th team. Maybe if you finish second, you know, you're fine. Maybe you don't necessarily have to win a division. I mean, you know, look at a lot of the conferences this year and getting, you know, a couple teams in the top five, top 10 of the college football playoff rankings. So I don't know if it affects Georgia Tech's program either way. I mean, I think this year, I don't know how the old Coastal division looked, but I think there was some joke out there that, you know, Coastal chaos still survived expansion because there's still so many teams fighting for that third, fourth, fifth place in the standings. A team like Tech, I think, I don't know, maybe in the long run it probably helps them because there's this huge expansion in these mega conferences and there's no divisions. So nobody's going to really care if Georgia Tech performs well, whether they finish second or third in the ACC. If they're eligible for that 12-team playoff, you know, they're going to get in anyway.
Chad Bishop, he's the Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out his great work at AJC.com. Follow him on his Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chad, my friend, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for being a part of the show, you know, through the football season. We'll get you back on. We'll talk some basketball because, you know, again, this has been a real adventure for Tech basketball over the last few years. So always appreciate the time, Chad, and thanks so much.
All right, friends. See you later. Bye.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Buggin' Chukri. No, Dom, she's not Yoko Ono. Chukri in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Nights with John Chukri.
The number one show in America. Again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chukri ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chukri on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, well, we'll warm up for just a second here because Dom's a little, you know, trigger happy, a little quick draw McGraw.
Little rusty.
Yeah,
little rusty.
I mean, that's the benefits of being young. You can fire away quickly and not have any consequence for it. So, anyway, Sports Radio, Nights Out of the Game, back in the Kia Studios. John Chukri here hanging out with you. We'll go to 10 o'clock tonight, as always. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. So, we do have NFL football coming up tomorrow night. What is the game? The Jets and the Browns, right? Listen, Browns have been really good this year. And believe it or not, that's all without Deshaun Watson. You know, I mean, they've Dorian Thompson, Joe Flacco.
Who knew Flacco could still fling the ball around?
Again, it's, you know, it's I've talked about this before, the unintended consequences of things. Would Desmond Ridder have been a better quarterback if he could have had tutelage for a year or two under Matt Ryan?
Sure feels like it.
I mean,
sure feels like
because
it.
Because doesn't he play like Marcus Mariota?
Yep.
He plays like Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
And that's the guy that mentored him. Now, again, people are like, oh, you know, this, that. Okay, if you have Matt Ryan in the building and you're not listening to him, I can promise you, you won't succeed. Like, you will never succeed. You won't do anything in the NFL if you think that you don't have to, you know, listen to anything Matt Ryan has to say. Because that guy is either going to the Hall of Fame or he's going to be right on the edge of being in the Hall of Fame. So there could have been a lot to learn for Desmond Ridder if he could have had Matt Ryan in the building for a year or two. They should have let, but again, and this was all Arthur Blank was, and this is the other narrative too that just, man, I mean, we talked about this in the flyover. Why are we still getting into the conversations about Lamar Jackson? Like, why are we still on these conversations? I don't know what is so hard for people to understand that he was never a free agent. He was a restricted free agent that you would have to give up capital for. Okay? Deshaun Watson wasn't a restricted free agent. The Browns just made a straight-up trade for him. That's what you'd have had to have done to get Deshaun Watson, is do a straight-up trade. He wasn't a you-can-match-an-off. No, they just traded him. That relationship was no longer going to work. They traded him away. That wasn't the case with Baltimore. He was a restricted free agent who was never going to go anywhere. The head coach and the general manager stood up in front of God's and green earth at the combine and said he will be a Raven moving forward. The only thing you could have done is set the table for what the Ravens were going to pay him, because they would have matched any offer, because nobody was going to give him fully guaranteed money. So whatever was offered, they would have matched, and that would have been the marketplace set. And Lamar Jackson would have had two choices: sign the Megalodon deal or sit out for the year. That would have been his two options. The only two options he had: sit out for the year, sign the contract with Baltimore. That was it. That was it. Anyway, yeah. But people are still like, oh, well, the Falcons came out and said they didn't want him at all. No, they didn't. Arthur Blank said he's a terrific quarterback. But again, there was no reality in Lamar Jackson leaving. There was never an opportunity for him to leave. He was always under control to the Ravens. I don't care if they were going to offer him whatever he wanted. And he would either sign the contract or he would not be playing in the NFL this year. Was one or the other. Anyway, now, as to what's bugging Chuckery. This has become the funny story of the NFL, okay? Now, Dom, I've said before, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, and I love the idea that her and Travis Kelce are a couple, and I got no problem with it. They're young, they're in love. Like, I don't know how anybody could think this is bad. Right. But now we've officially, people are moving into Taylor Swift is Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
and
they are like 3-4 since they publicly started dating.
I understand. Do you know that their offense has not been, listen, he, to be fair, and at the end of the year, his numbers will look pretty good. He's not had a good year. And that was before Taylor Swift and all. Like, he's not had a good. And again, he's 34 years old.
Yeah, and that offense in general has not had a good year.
Is not good.
No,
they're about a touchdown a game less this year than they were last year. Like, literally a touchdown less per game year over year. That's a huge drop for what is arguably. Look, if you put Pat Mahomes in a draft, I said before, he would be the number one pick of every. If you could start every franchise over in the league, you draft Pat Mahomes number one. He's the best player in the NFL. And they're still leading their division with a chance to wrap it up and all this stuff. And they'll still be a tough out in the playoffs, but they have not had a good year. That's nothing on Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce is a 34-year-old tight end. He is the best tight end in football, no doubt. And Kittle's probably right behind him. Where's Kyle Pitts? Where's, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, he's the who's that unicorn? Michael Pruitt? Okay. But people are just taking this to the extreme. And now there's like becoming genuine hate. Look, you know who's the happiest person in all of this stuff? Brittany Mahomes. Because now she's not the most hated person.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
Everybody hated her until Taylor Swift came along.
Yeah.
And now everybody hates Taylor Swift. Now all the Chiefs fans, you know, they hate Taylor Swift and she's Yoko Ono and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, I've preached this story before.
Right.
The funniest thing on planet Earth of all time is when Yoko Ono met John Lennon at the art gallery and talked with him, and then they, you know, obviously developed their relationship from there. She has always claimed that she had no idea who John Lennon was. Okay, in 1965, listen to me. In 1965 or 6 or whatever the year was, he was the most famous person on planet Earth. He was more famous and popular than the Pope, than the President of the United States. He was literally the single most recognizable human being on planet Earth. More famous than anybody on Earth. There was literally not a human being alive more famous than John Lennon in 65, 66, whatever year he met Yoko Floco.
This statement wasn't as ridiculous like when Simone Biles' husband was like he didn't know who she was.
Right.
It's like that, but way worse. Because who doesn't know who John Lennon is?
Exactly. But again, in that time period, he was the most famous human being on planet Earth.
Absolutely. 100%.
But anyway, but she's not Yoko Ono. Like, all she does is go to the games and root for him, and they go out, and, you know, again, she's staying at his house over the holidays. But she's been on tour most of the time. I mean, other than this, like, month and a half or month or whatever, she's been on tour. And by the way, she's about to go back on tour. Like, her tour cranks back up in, what, January, February? She's back overseas and then comes back here.
Never not working.
Yeah. Because she's a billionaire now. Because she's making billions of dollars. The highest grossing tour in the world history. The history of the world is the highest grossing tour ever. Like, this was a huge year for tours and music. Beyonce, hers. She's made hundreds of millions of dollars by releasing that movie. Because she worked out a deal with the theater. She worked out a deal with AMC.
Yeah.
And she's made hundreds of millions of dollars just from that.
Genius, man.
Yes. And everybody, and guess what? They're all going to do it. They're all going to go the same way. But anyway, she's not Yoko Ono. Like, the Chiefs' problems are not because Taylor Swift is all of a sudden decided to start dating Travis Kelce.
No. These issues are issues they've been having all season.
Yes.
They were there before Taylor Swift got there, and if they don't figure something out, they're going to be there regardless.
If Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce broke up today, again, he's still on pace to have good numbers, but not Travis Kelce-like numbers, because he's about to be 35 years old. He's about to be a 35-year-old player in the NFL, running around and doing the things that he does. And I understand, like I said, he's still the best tight end in the NFL, probably by a lot. Like, George Kittle is really good.
Yes.
Like, really good. Okay? Where's Kyle Pitt? Anyway, sorry. Didn't we draft a guy higher than any? Anyway. But Kelce's still better than Kittle. And for all of his downsides about being 34 and he's been injured and beat up, he's still on pace to have 7 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. I'd kill to have that. Let me tell you, it's not the 1,500 yards and a dozen touchdowns.
Right.
And by the way, he was first team All-Pro without Pat Mahomes. You know that, folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he had Alex Smith, He was still
doing it.
First team All Pro, not Pro Bowl. He was a 2-time Pro Bowler, but he's still first team All Pro. Anyway, but she's not Yoko Ono. It's ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nights with John Chuckery.
The number one show in America. Again!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, well, we'll warm up for just a second here because Dom's a little, you know, trigger happy, a little quick draw McGraw.
A little rusty.
I mean, that's the benefits of being young. You can fire away quickly and not have any consequence for it. So, anyway, Sports Radio, 92.9 of The Game, back in the Kia Studios. John Chuckery here hanging out with you. We'll go to 10 o'clock tonight, as always. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. So we do have NFL football coming up tomorrow night. What is the game? The Jets and the Browns, right? Listen, Browns have been really good this year. And believe it or not, that's all without Deshaun Watson. You know, I mean, they've Dorian Thompson, Joe Flacco.
Who knew Flacco could still fling the ball around?
Again, it's, you know, it's... I've talked about this before, the unintended consequences of things. Would Desmond Ridder have been a better quarterback if he could have had tutelage for a year or two under Matt Ryan?
Sure feels like it.
I mean...
Sure feels like
because
it.
Because doesn't he play like Marcus Mariota?
Yep.
He plays like Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
And that's the guy that mentored him. Now, again, people are like, oh, you know, this, that. Okay. If you have Matt Ryan in the building and you're not listening to him, I can promise you, you won't succeed. Like, you will never succeed. You won't do anything in the NFL if you think that you don't have to, you know, listen to anything Matt Ryan has to say. Because that guy is either going to the Hall of Fame or he's going to be right on the edge of being in the Hall of Fame. So there could have been a lot to learn for Desmond Ridder if he could have had Matt Ryan in the building for a year or two. They should have let. But again, and this was all Arthur Blank was. And this is the other narrative, too, that just. Man, I mean, we talked about this in the flyover. Why are we still getting into the conversations about Lamar Jackson? Like, why are we still on these conversations? I don't know what is so hard for people to understand that he was never a free agent. He was a restricted free agent that you would have to give up capital for. Okay? Deshaun Watson wasn't a restricted free agent. The Browns just made a straight-up trade for him. That's what you'd have had to have done to get Deshaun Watson, is do a straight-up trade. He wasn't a you can match an off. No, they just traded him. That relationship was no longer going to work. They traded him away. That wasn't the case with Baltimore. He was a restricted free agent who was never going to go anywhere. The head coach and the general manager stood up in front of gods and green earth at the combine and said he will be a Raven moving forward. The only thing you could have done is set the table for what the Ravens were going to pay him, because they would have matched any offer, because nobody was going to give him fully guaranteed money. So whatever was offered, they would have matched, and that would have been the marketplace set. And Lamar Jackson would have had two choices: sign the Megalodon deal or sit out for the year. That would have been his two options. The only two options he had: sit out for the year, sign the contract with Baltimore. That was it. That was it. Anyway. Yeah. But people are still like, oh, well, the Falcons came out and said they didn't want him enough. No, they didn't. Arthur Blank said he's a terrific quarterback. But again, there was no reality in Lamar Jackson leaving. There was never an opportunity for him to leave. He was always under control to the Ravens. I don't care if they were going to offer him whatever he wanted. And he would either sign the contract or he would not be playing in the NFL this year. Was one or the other. Anyway, now, as to what's bugging Chuckery. This has become the funny story of the NFL, okay? Now, Dom, I've said before, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, and, right. and I love the idea that her and Travis Kelce are a couple, and I got no problem with it. They're young, they're in love. Like, I don't know how anybody could think this is bad. Right. But now we've officially, people are moving into Taylor Swift is Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. They are like 3-4 since they publicly started dating.
I understand. Do you know that their offense has not been, listen, he, to be fair, and at the end of the year, his numbers will look pretty good. He's not had a good year. Mm-hmm. And that was before Taylor Swift and all. Like, he's not had a good. And again, he's 34 years old.
Yeah, and that offense in general has not had a good year.
Is not good.
No.
They're about a touchdown a game less this year than they were last year. Like, literally a touchdown less per game year over year. That's a huge drop for what is arguably, look, if you put Pat Mahomes in a draft, I said before, he would be the number one pick of every, if you could start every franchise over in the league, you draft Pat Mahomes number one. He's the best player in the NFL. And they're still leading their division with a chance to wrap it up and all this stuff. And they'll still be a tough out in the playoffs, but they have not had a good year. That's nothing on Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce is a 34-year-old tight end. He is the best tight end in football, no doubt. and Kittle's probably right behind him. Where's Kyle Pitts? Where's – oh, I'm sorry. Oh, he's the – who's that unicorn? Michael Pruitt? Okay. but people are just taking this to the extreme. And now there's like becoming genuine hate. Look, you know who's the happiest person in all of this stuff? Brittany Mahomes. Because now she's not the most hated person.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
Everybody hated her until Taylor Swift came along.
Yeah.
And now everybody hates Taylor Swift. Now all the Chiefs fans, you know, they hate Taylor Swift and she's Yoko Ono and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, I've preached this story before.
Right.
The funniest thing on planet Earth of all time is when Yoko Ono met John Lennon at the art gallery and talked with him, and then they, you know, obviously developed their relationship from there. She has always claimed that she had no idea who John Lennon was. Okay, in 1965, Dom, listen to me. In 1965 or 6 or whatever the year was,
yeah.
He was the most famous person on planet Earth. He was more famous and popular than the Pope, than the President of the United States. He was literally the single most recognizable human being on planet Earth. More famous than anybody on Earth. There was literally not a human being alive more famous than John Lennon in 65, 66, whatever year he met Yoko Floco.
that's like a, well, even that, this statement wasn't as ridiculous. Like when Simone Biles' husband was like, he didn't know who she was.
Right.
It's like that, but way worse. Because yes. Who doesn't know who John Lennon is?
Exactly. But again, in that time period, he was the most famous human being on planet Earth.
Absolutely, 100%.
But anyway, but she's not Yoko Ono. Like, all she does is go to the games and root for him, and they go out, and, you know, again, she's staying at his house over the holidays, but she's been on tour most of the time. Again, other than this, like, month and a half or month or whatever, she's been on tour. And by the way, she's about to go back on tour. Like, her tour cranks back up in, what, January, February? She's back. She's back overseas and then comes back here.
Yep. Never not working.
Yeah. Because she's a billionaire now. Because she's making billions of dollars. The highest grossing tour in the world history. The history of the world is the highest grossing tour ever. Like, this was a huge year for tours and music. Beyonce, hers. She's made hundreds of millions of dollars by releasing that movie. Because she worked out a deal with the theater. She worked out a deal with AMC.
Yeah.
And she's made hundreds of millions of dollars just from that.
Genius, man.
Yes. And everybody, and guess what? They're all going to do it. They're all going to go the same way. But anyway, she's not Yoko Ono. Like, the Chiefs' problems are not because Taylor Swift is all of a sudden decided to start dating Travis Kelce.
No. These issues are issues they've been having all season.
Yes.
They were there before Taylor Swift got there, and if they don't figure something out, they're going to be there regardless.
If Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce broke up today, again, he's still on pace to have good numbers, but not Travis Kelce-like numbers, because he's about to be 35 years old. He's about to be a 35-year-old player in the NFL, running around and doing the things that he does. And I understand, like I said, he's still the best tight end in the NFL, probably by a lot. Like, George Kittle is really good.
Yes.
Like, really good. Okay? Where's Kyle Pitt? Anyway, sorry. Didn't we draft a guy higher than any? Anyway. But Kelce's still better than Kittle. And for all of his downsides about being 34 and he's been injured and beat up, he's still on pace to have 7 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. I'd kill to have that.
Give me.
Let me tell you, it's not the 1,500 yards and a dozen touchdowns.
Right.
And by the way, he was first team All-Pro without Pat Mahomes. You know that, folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he had Alex Smith, He was still
doing it.
First team All Pro. Not Pro Bowl. He was a two-time Pro Bowler, but he's still first team All Pro. Anyway, but she's not Yoko Ono. It's ridiculous. Again, Chiefs fans, and I know that they're not used to losing. I know that they're not used to everything just not falling into their lap. But you know what? The AFC is really good this year.
Indeed.
There's a lot of good teams this year.
Yeah.
The Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens and the Browns. Like, the AFC is loaded for bear this year. It ain't like the NFC. It's like the NFC South with the lowest winning percentage for a division in NFL history. All right, when we get back to the top of the hour, we will react to the interview with Dukes and Bell and Coach Arthur Smith. We'll play clips and react to it. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.